والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity to come to His house and worship Him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a person makes intention to go to the masjid and pray salah, with every step he takes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives one of his sin and gives him one full reward. With every step he takes towards the masjid. When he reaches the masjid, he sits down and waits for salah. The angels, they come down and they pray for this person, saying, Allahumma ghfillah, O Allah, forgive him. Allahumma arhamlah, O Allah, shower your mercy upon this person. This is for normal prayers. But on the day of Jumu'ah, the blessed day, where previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the times of Bani Israel, the Jewish community, with Musa alayhi salam, they chose Saturday for the day of worship. With their Christian community, with Isa alayhi salam, they chose Sunday for the day of worship. They themselves chose when Allah asked them. But for the Muslims, Allah Himself, He chose Friday for us. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a very special day where a person intends and he makes intention to come for Jumu'ah Salah. The earlier the person arrives to the masjid for Jumu'ah Salah, he gets the most reward. And this is how it goes. The last person who comes to the masjid for Jumu'ah Salah, he will get nothing. So the first person and people after him, they will get the reward. And the reward will decrease all the way till the last person who will get nothing. So this should encourage every single one of us to try our best to attend Jumu'ah Salah as quick as possible. And then when a person comes for Jumu'ah Salah, he doesn't disturb anyone. He doesn't go over anyone's shoulder. And he sits and listens to the khutbah attentively. And he prays salah. After salah, they complete the salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins for 7 days plus more 3 days. So in total, 10 days. From this Friday to the next, and 3 more days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their minor sins. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened His doors for every single one of us. The door of mercy, of rahmah, for us to come and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn the deen. And if we learn His deen, this is something that will take us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is there for us. He's always been there and He will always be there. But it is our duty to make a step forward and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, this is why last week we were talking about the knowledge of deen. how important it is. How important it is for every single one of us to learn our deen. When a person goes out to seek knowledge of deen, the way to paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for him. He will understand his deen. He will act upon his deen. He will spread his deen. And this will make him recognize who Allah is. This will make him recognize who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make him follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to your people, if they love Allah, tell them to follow your ways. Tell them to follow Sunnah. And Allah Himself will love them and He will forgive them. This is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, we have to follow the Quran and Sunnah. For our guidance, we have to follow. This is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our guide. He is the one who will guide us to paradise. He will show us if we follow his ways. The Quran is guidance for mankind. So this tells us our knowledge, the knowledge of deen, is very, very important. Is very, very important. Let's take salah, prayers. Why prayers? We're here to pray salah. And Allah says in the Quran, different places in the Quran, wa aqimu salah, wa aqimu salah, ya ayyuha alladhina, wa aqimu idha kuntum ila salah, faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq ila al-akhir. That when you rise for salah, establish salah. And salah is one of the pillar of our religion. Salah is one of the pillar of our religion. Now, what do we know about salah? Is our salah correct? Are we praying our salah? Are we sure that our salah is accepted? For that, we need to know the conditions of salah, the compulsory acts of salah, the wajibat of salah. We need to know them. We need to have the knowledge of, for us to know them, we need to go and seek the knowledge of thee. This is just basic. Upon every Muslim, it is compulsory for them to learn the basics of their deen. So let's start with salah. Before we stand for salah, there are conditions that we have to make sure we pass. First thing is cleanliness of body. Cleanliness of our body. Making sure our clothes, making sure our body is pure. No dirt, no najasa. Dirty means najasa. Impurity is on our body. Or making sure that if a person had relation with his wife, then after that wudu will not be enough for him. He has to perform ghusl. He has to perform a shower, bath for him to be pure. And if he breaks his wudu by sleeping or, you know, going using the toilet, etc., vomiting full mouth, then he just performing wudu will be enough for him. So making sure that he is pure, his body is pure from impurity, najasa. The second thing is cleanliness of garments. The clothes that we are wearing, we must make sure it is pure. That no najasa is on our clothes. We must make sure najasa should not be on our clothes. Covering our satr, covering our private parts, for men, from our belly button to our ilal marafiq, ilal our knees. And according to Imam Shafi, knees not included. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, the knees are included in our satr. So that's difference of opinion, that doesn't matter. But the main part is, we understand from our belly buttons to till our knees. For women, all the body is satr, except the hands and the feet. And according to some scholars, the face. And then we move on to the right time. The salah has to be prayed at its fixed hours. The salah has to be prayed at its fixed hours. We cannot pray Dhuhr salah at Asr salah whilst we are at our homes. Yes, if you're traveling, it's a different matter, but whilst we are at home, to pray our Fard salah, we must make sure that we are praying Dhuhr salah at Dhuhr time, Asr salah at Asr time, Maghrib salah, Maghrib time, Isha salah, Isha time, Fajr salah, Fajr time. The time has to be there. And then facing the Qibla. Facing the Qibla, we must make sure before we pray, we check the direction of Qibla. And that is southeast in this country. And we have to make sure we try our best. Arabic word is Taharri. We try our best. If we don't have any compass or anything that will tell the direction, we do Taharri. We try our best to see which way will be southeast. And then we pray. So anything apart from that, knowingly, you know this way is Qibla, knowingly you do it the opposite way, these are the things that will break your salah. You will not be qualified to enter prayers. And then intention. Now intention, we may think, oh, we have to make verbal intention. No. Intention is from our hearts. Intention we make from our hearts. Very simple. So these are the things. The first thing is we have to make sure our body is pure. For us to make our body pure, we need to do wudu or we need to do ghusl. If there's no water, then it's different than tayammum. Secondly is we need to make sure that our clothes are pure from najasa, from impurity, either wash our clothes or wash the affected area in our clothes. Say for example, this part, our arms, is covered with blood. So what we could do is just wash this arms part. The affected area with impurity, just washing this part off will be enough. And then covering our private parts. And then we must make sure the salah time is there. Whichever salah we're praying, if it's Zohar, the Zohar time is there. And then intention. Intention and facing the Qibla. Now, if all of these six conditions are there, then we are qualified for our prayer. Now we can start. Now we can start our prayer, our salah. Now, when we start our prayers now, when we start our prayers, in our prayers, during our prayers, from beginning till the end, there are compulsory acts as well. Now, if we miss them out, then what happens? Our salah becomes invalid. So, the first one is takbir tahrima. Takbir is to say Allahu Akbar. Tahrima is something that prohibits. So when, soon as we say Allahu Akbar, takbir tahrima, we have entered ourselves into prayers. And tahrima meaning it becomes haram for us to eat or drink in salah. This is why it's called tahrim. It becomes haram for us to eat in salah now. So the first thing is takbir tahrima, saying Allahu Akbar. And then second, act is the standing, the qiyam. Qiyam position, we have to make sure that the second thing in our salah, there must be, is qiyam. Standing, the duration at least, a person can recite a qira'ah. Now, according to scholars, how much is qira'ah? Some say 3 verses, some say 1 verses. Doesn't matter, but what, even if it's a short verse, qira'ah should be there. And then we've got qira'ah. The third thing after qiyam is to do qira'ah, recitation. To make recitation from the Qur'an. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. To recite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, recite what is easy from the Qur'an. In salah, what is easy from the Qur'an, recite that. And that is enough for your salah to be accepted. Now if we missed qira'ah out, then salah will be invalid. And then ruku'. Now when we do ruku', we must make sure we do ruku' properly. Ruku' is bowing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sure our back is straight. Our back is straight and we stay there. Not very quick, because there's another lovely hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. Man came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was praying. And he was praying so fast. He was praying so fast. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go back and pray your salah again, because your salah is not done. And he told him again, go back and pray your salah again, because your salah is not done. From this hadith, we understand that when we do those rukun, when we do those act, let it be qiyam, ruku' or sujood, all those actions should be with calmness. We can't, you know, do it very fast. If we do it very fast, we know the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says your salah is invalid. So we have to make sure when we do ruku', we do it slowly. Take your time. You're in front of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of you. You're worshipping Allah. So take your time when you do ruku', when you're in prayers. There's no rush. When you go to sajda, between the two sajda, the thing that is called jalsa, the sitting between the two sajda, jalsa, we shouldn't, you know, get up and go back down. Take your time. When we go up, sit up straight, at least, you know, for one subhanallah, we can say it. Then we go back down. When all our body parts are relaxed, then go back for the second sajda. Ruku' is one, another one. Then you have sajda, then qaida akhira. Qaida akhira is the last sitting in your salah. If it's for 2 rak'ah, you're praying for fajr, then the last sitting is compulsory. If it's the 4 asr you're praying, or dhuhr or isha you're praying, the last sitting is compulsory. The last sitting should be the duration of as if a person could recite the tahiyyah. And the last point is salam. To end your salah, you need to make salam. So these are the conditions and compulsory acts of salah, before salah and during salah. Now if we leave out any of these, then our salah will be invalid. So we must make sure, my brothers and sisters, we have to be careful when we're praying. Before we pray, we must make sure we know all those things. And whilst we're in prayers, at least all those things, we must make sure we do, inshallah. Because this is why, my brothers and sisters, seeking the knowledge of deen, we may be praying for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, you know, but if our salah is not correct, the first thing on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, will be about our salah. So this is why, and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through salah as well. وَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. So this is why we take it very important, seriously, and this is very important act of worship. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act from what we said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa ma shahadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khairan.